Hey guys, so welcome to the first episode of Eyes HQ, which is what I'm calling this podcast because it's my podcast and I can call it whatever I want. I hope you guys like the title. I'm super partial to it. First episode. I'm excited. I've got Dave J on, who is the father of a lot of the fakery debunking that we see online lately. He was one of the original guys. He used to he had a saying called "Nobody died, nobody got hurt," which is something that a lot of us use now to describe these fake stories that we see in the media all the time. And yeah, he's one of the originals. I didn't know much about him. A bunch of friends pointed out his work actually, and I went and checked it out, and I was fascinated, especially by his work on the mind computer and a bunch of other stuff. Like, I swear I didn't even get into, I had a whole list of questions I couldn't even get into because I was honestly just listening. When Dave starts talking, you've got to listen. He's one of those guys, you just got to let him go off and let him just let his brain just, make all the connections and explain things as best as he can. And yeah, I was just, I really enjoyed listening. And I hope you guys do too. You can, yeah, Dave leaves all his information at the end, and I'm going to put some links in the show notes so you guys can actually access his material. But yeah, he's one of the more interesting guys out there, and yeah, some of you might listen and wonder why I didn't push back on some of the on some of his personal beliefs on Christ saving him and so forth. And I gotta be honest, I don't feel any need to. I super related to everything he said. I'm not Christian. I don't He described himself as not Christian, but he's got a personal relationship with his God and Christ. And who am I to challenge that? Because I don't know what's real. I have no idea. Every day that passes, I realize more and more I have no idea what's going on. What I do realize is that the way he described his experience of awakening and getting these downloads in his life is very similar to an experience that I had when I realized that the universe is so much bigger than me and that I need to just surrender to a higher form of a higher power. And I don't find the need to define it. And so when other people have it defined and they talk about how they access it, I'm super respectful. I get that. Everybody has their path, and who knows? His path might even be more correct than mine. You never know. So I just like listening, and I like to see what I can get from people that helps me. And yeah, and Dave was super respectful, and like I said, this honestly for my first episode on a podcast, I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty glad I got this gem. So I really hope you enjoy this, and yeah, I'm definitely gonna have Dave on again. Dave's like a brother. I just listening, I felt so I felt like he was corroborating a lot of my intuitions is when I from when I was young, and I feel like you guys are gonna feel similar. I wouldn't listen to this episode if you don't have an open mind, if you get cranky easy, if you think people speaking their opinions and their life experiences and all that just kind of like triggers you. This is the wrong podcast for you, bro. You shouldn't be on this. Eyes HQ ain't for you. Go find Joe Rogan or somebody. He's a little easier to access. But anyway, yeah, my podcast is only for the open-minded, the people that want to stir up their thoughts and their ideas and think of things a little differently. Because the way the world is right now, the old way ain't working, man. It just ain't working. And we need new ideas, and we need new people to come up conversations. Then we can form our own way to proceed. Like we'll take the best parts of what we like and we'll put it together and we'll come up with a new roadmap. And yeah, as far as Dave goes, I'm excited to have him on again, and I want to ask. I had so many questions I didn't get to, bro. So many questions. But yeah, we'll do it again. We really got along well. But anyways, here you go. Here's the pod. Enjoy Eyes HQ, and I'm still freaking this shit out, but pretty good for a first episode, bro. Hey. Well, I wanted to ask you, how did your homewrecker family thing go?
Went great. I think that wound up being a few hours we wound up talking, quite
Oh,
honestly.
really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I had
And
a feeling you'd get along with them.
I have to admit that next time I have to listen more because I think I was running my mouth a bit. Because I was just so excited to tell so many different stories because this has really been a long time in coming. I've been kind of out in the wilderness, I think spiritually.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that actually. I have it listed as one of my questions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, actually, I want to go through it. What I really want to do is kind of provide a little bit of context for people that might not know you, you know,
Sure.
and then we'll get into it. But yeah. So also, I wanted to ask you about Jean Le Bon. How'd you meet him?
Oh.
Because I only met him recently. He's such an interesting cat.
Okay, yeah. So that goes back to 2014, actually. And
Okay.
what happened was there was a let me t first kind of give you a little
Yeah.
precursor. There's always going to be, it's just like waves. There's always going to be sets. And so with each kind of regeneration of people coming into knowing, right? You kind of see that now. There's
Yeah,
a lot of different
big
minds
wave
out
right
there.
now.
Right.
Yeah.
So then what happens is there's going to be a lot of fishermen out there. And I fish for Christ alone. That's who I work for, period. So that when people ask, what is your foundation? My foundation is Jesus Christ and that
Right.
promise. Right. So then people know where I'm coming from. So then they can say, okay,
Right.
now I can judge his work by that. Okay. Boom.
Right.
And then they can go to each other person that's out there, fishing and find out where their foundation lies. All right. And then each person then has to then test and weigh the catch, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't know what it's worth until you weigh it.
Exactly.
So then th that's really where that started. Anyways, now it's t let's go back in time to 2014. There was just a different. There was a crew that ran under the banner of Jeff C. That was the name, and they were what I call a catch and release. They catch people who are coming out of the what people call matrix or the lie,
Ah, okay, yeah.
and they release them back into the figure eights. Okay, and what figure eights are this. They'll get you in with telling you the truth about one or two of the hoaxes, but then on the third hoax, they're going to bring you back in. They're going to pull the line on you and set the hook. All right?
Right. So
By
you're right back in.
that time, you've already grown accustomed to them. You've maybe liked them. Do you see what I'm saying? It's a lot harder.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder to say, F that guy. I'm done with him. Right?
Yeah, I totally get it.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons I'm so super weary of any kind joining any kind of team or any kind of
Let
group.
me tell you what, I don't, period, zero. If people put me in a crew, that wasn't me saying it, right here, right now.
Right. Yeah, that's how I feel too. Like
Yes.
I'm friends with a bunch of people and that's fine if they include me, but like I haven't signed up for anything.
Let me tell you something. Going back to 2014, that was where I met Jean Le Bon through that crew. He was the only one within that crew because we were doing kind of this type thing, but they called them hangouts at the time. And you would have multiple voices on the hangout. It was quite it's actually it was more freedom then than it is now, just so you know. And
Yeah, I kind of remember that, yeah.
so he was the only one who actually would say, hey, why don't we listen to this guy? He has something to say. Because I was putting out the Egypt hoax, I was putting out the war hoax, I was putting out all these different truths, and people were
Yeah.
not ready for him at that time. Just they weren't ready for it. The war hoax brings most people are approachable on the war hoax because that's the one that takes most of the monkeys off your back. All right. There's so many monkeys come off your back with that one. I tell you what's the second one that brings a lot of monkeys off, the space hoax. Once you understand what you're looking at, and oh, very interesting. I just said understand. I know that triggers a lot of people. I want to explain that. I want to explain that how I use that word so that
Yeah, go for it.
everyone knows what I'm talking about. See, I stand under my creator. Who is my Lord Jesus Christ? That's who I stand under. That's where I get my guidance through what I call the Comforter, and that's what it's called biblically. It's also what's called the mind of Christ. So when I mention the mind of Christ, that is because I was dead in this world. I was running around for 40 years, not like almost seeing it, but then it would slip away. It's like, I know this is wrong. I know this is a hoax. I know this is a lie, but I couldn't put the ends together. You see?
That's so relatable. That's so, I think a lot of people feel like that, but they never get to the next stage,
yeah.
Which is what I'm, what you're about to describe. I'm
oh, yeah, exactly. So then,
yeah.
So when you get to that, I don't know, that next stage, I went to the extreme. Of course, this is my personal witness, so this doesn't mean it happened.
It's your story.
Yeah. So I went to the point that I was going to leave this place under my own power, my own, I was going to do it. And I called out finally. I said, if you're real, because I basically, and when I say I yelled, I always say this because this is true. I was literally the dude outside front yard in Tracy, California, yelling at the sky. Right. I'm yelling at the sky that if you're true, I said, Sandy Hoax, nobody died, nobody got in the front lawn, that dude. And people are now thinking, you know, that guy's crazy. But no, I said, I just had enough. I said, if this is what this place is, I'm done. All right. I've had enough. I've been abused by this place long enough. I'm checking out.
I can imagine.
All right. Because I say this, my journey out of the world started really when I can first remember, you know, so we can get back to that at any point.
But, yeah. I'm going to go over that.
Yeah. So, but anyways, I just, then I was brought into the truth. And when I say I was brought into truth, and I demanded to know everything, by the way, and I was shown everything. Quite frankly, and then that's what I.
And how were you shown it? How did that happen?
If I could, I'm going to explain this to you, but please know this.
Yeah, and just remember, I'm really open minded. I don't judge none of that, and I don't think people listening, my people, they don't either. We're just curious to have these conversations.
Oh yeah, I'm totally down with that. But yeah. I'm always making sure that people know that when I say something, they can write it down because this is fact. All right. So when I say that I can't in the English, I'm just being honest with you. This experience that happened, I'll use the words though. All right. So then, if you can imagine what is called light, but not in the sense of a necessarily a bright light in your eyes, but just having your entire mind actuated. All right. Of everything you thought you'd gone, nothing but a white space left. So I was staring into a pure white space.
And that happened instantly?
Instantly. I sat up on the edge of the bed, and my wife asked me if I was okay, and I said I was wonderful. And I always tell people, I always tell people that that's wonderful with two L's. Because I was full, man. So anyways, what I did was I went downstairs. I've told this story before. I called two of my friends, Larry and Robert, and I told them this witness as well, so that it would be by three mouths other than mine.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I was shown everything, literally. I mean, I had to start drawing. So, if you see the videos I put out where I'm drawing and I'm showing the different,
yeah, I've seen some of them.
Those are the first ones I ever did. Do you know why? Because that I'm showing the actual structure of what people call the mind. I'm just putting it in a physical manifestation for you to see it. Now, if you notice around the edges of those drawings, there's numbers. Those numbers correspond with what I eventually, and I'll tell you this, I prayed for this. I said, I want to be able to take a thought, a single thought, hold it in my hand, and observe it from stem to stern. Do you understand? Like from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. So the end is the beginning idea. I wanted to see that, you know, think of a bullwhip, the snap. I wanted to observe that snap.
Right.
I wanted to see the power of that thought, each and every thought. So then that's where the code of creation comes through. And then that is basically just a simplification of everything else, you know. If you look out at, let's say what's called gematria, Kabbalah, if you look at all the different gematrias, it doesn't matter which one you're using. The code of creation reduces it down to the base root code, which is the 1 through 9, which is the idea of idolization or time. All right. The 1-0 or the IO is each individual. They are the IO. They are the input output. They decide what comes into their mind and they decide what comes out of their mouth. All right. So when you do this, when you live through what you, let's say you've eaten something that has fallen, most All right, which is a false idea. It's a lie that's passed down generation to generation. See, war wasn't just made up last week, nor was the space hoax.
Right.
So this is your grandfather. This is your great grandfather. This is your father and your uncle and your brother lying to you.
And it's at some point they've accepted the lie and it's become real.
Yes, exactly. And people ask me, well, mm-hmm. you know, are you innocent if you just say a lie? Well, no, there's a degree. No, you're still a liar. That's a fact because a lie is coming in your mouth. However,
it's not a truth.
Yeah, there is a difference because you did not speak the truth. So then ignorance of the law, whether it be man's or spiritual law, is no excuse. All right.
Right. Well, it seems also like one of the point of coming down here is to go on that journey to figure this stuff out. And if you decide to not go on that journey, then it's more than ignorance. It's like willful ignorance.
Is inexcusable. When I especially put something out, I always, I've talked to so many people over the years and I always present the idea of the six. I offer this fully completed thought. Now I say, if you take this thought and you observe it, and you go out and you test it, you will be in the same place I am. All right?
Yeah.
See, that's it. That's all we can do is bear witness. All right? That's mm-hmm. it. So every time we open our mouth in any type of communication, anytime it's assigned to our body, that charge we put out better be true. Because like I was telling Alex and Monique the other day, was that when a body puts out a charge, think electrically, when a body puts out a charge, that charge is assigned. It needs to go somewhere. It has to find ground. Therefore, if there is no real body to assign it to, meaning that you put out false witness or a lie, guess what? It comes back on you. Mm-hmm. So then what? Because it has to. That's just the way this place works.
It sounds very similar to the idea.
Well, it
of
is.
Karma.
It's just, if that's what people, yeah. If people want to call it that so they don't like hang up, that's great. Call it that.
Right, yeah.
Perfect.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, I'm only drawing parallels so people can see that we're talking about similar things.
No, I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Oh, by the way,
I don't know how I feel about karma even, but I do think there's this thing that you're saying, which is like what goes around comes around.
Well, I shared this story and I'll share it briefly that I at work just this past week, I'm gonna tell you quite quickly that the false witness, the physical false witness that was bore against me, that person who was the in charge of nursing was physically made to do that same thing, which was to raise her voice and slam a door. If that makes sense. Yeah. So
I think I heard you talk about this.
Yeah. I said, and that's what I'm saying, because I was actually when you think about something, you're praying. You know, people kind of assign negativity to words. They say, "Oh, I'm not going to pray." Well, you thought about it. Just thank to your creator.
So
yeah, absolutely. All right, all thought is creation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, absolutely. Yeah. All thought is creation, and all thought can be reduced to numbers. Quite simply.
It's something that's popped in my head. Sure. I want to ask you: is that why you think that? You know, whoever the controllers are, or whatever, is that why they're trying constantly to get everybody to believe the same thing, like through mass hypnosis or propaganda or whatever? Sometimes I wonder if that is it because we all, like, you know, if we were off on our own and we were all, you know, having our own thoughts, we wouldn't be creating this consensus reality.
Well, here's the interesting thing: most people have never had an actual thought in their life. Okay, I'll explain that. Nothing that they know in their head, other than the basic survival skills, which I don't consider thought, by the way, they've had no real thought because they've been schooled from the youngest age with complete and total bullshit.
Right.
Yeah. So then everything they're saying out of their mouth is a fruit of that poisonous tree. Do you see? So
And it's become more obvious than ever.
So then what you have to do, and I tell people this only because this is what had to happen to me. You have to have that white out. And I say white out because sometimes when people say, oh, just, you know, relax and close your eyes and blank your mind, people go black. It's very hard to project on black. So just paint it white, complete bright white. And now everything will be noticed. And now listen, it's like the first thing you notice. Now you notice that. Now I'm going to go and inspect that one. What is that then? That is nothing more than the two. That's that one and you or me inspecting it. That we make the two or the concern. Once we bring that into our temple, that's the ring. We basically put that ring on because now we're going to follow it down the hole. All right. But that's the idea of putting a ring on. So then you have the idea of the 369 idea.
Could you illustrate the I think you called
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can do it quite.
Yeah, maybe you can go through one. Yeah, go through one through yeah. nine, maybe, and then, you know.
And we can, yeah, I can just do simply yeah. just a word or two for each. The one is yeah. the light, the idea itself. Okay. The two is your concern for it, because it exists only if you notice it, right? And if it's the truth, it's there regardless of you noticing it or not. A lie, however, requires that you notice it. All right. So that's yes,
requires two. Your attention.
So now three is that attention ring. All right. Now you've put that on. What is the four but the door, the dalet, which then lets it into your temple? All right. The five. Yeah. All right. The five is your senses. Mm-hmm. It's the idea of the hanging man. It's the pentagram. It's the turned man, the pentagram, the hanging man. That's why in all these hoaxes, you like they'll show you the one with the guy with his leg extended and the other one crooked behind it at the knee. It's the hanging man. It's the idea of the hanging man. All right. Wow. It's also the idea of the Masonic, like cable towing and having one leg lifted, one pant leg lifted. That idea. So it all, okay. all of this stuff, really, you always boil it down to the root. So anyways, we're at the five, that's senses. That's bringing it into your senses. Mm-hmm. All right. All of your senses. Now your actual body is going to engage. All right. With what? The six, the present. Think of it as a present in your hand, or think of it as time, because everything that takes your attention takes time. So now you take the present into the mind, which is the seven, or the Zion. What is but return to Zion? Any idea that comes to mind is a return to Zion. All right. So when you repent, which is when a serpent repents, let's just say this, for example, let's say assign serpent with the idea of a lie, S-I-N with an E. So sin, E, the five, or the sin within the senses of
right.
Right. So the sin within the man. Now, when he repents, it's the same letters. It's just spelled differently. And the meaning right. is that he did was change his mind. That's all repentant. Repenting isn't running out like throwing a bunch of ashes in your head and doing a bunch of nonsense. That's all meaningless garbage. It doesn't do anything for anybody. What happens is when you change your mind, when you decide to yourself, I'm going to stop being a liar. I'm going to listen to my creator, my father in heaven, and he's going to instill me with the mind of Christ, the comforter, which will bring me into all truth and all understanding. All right. Because if you can't stand under your creator, like I told Alex and Monique, if you can't even stand under your creator, then you have become God yourself, Lucifer. Yeah. So you need to be. Yeah. People need to be very careful about. Because then they would have to say, well, if you were not created, where'd you come from? See, now we get, So this is all a personal relationship, by the way. There's no condemnation in it. None.
Right.
And what happens is you're led out of what people might call bad habits, you know, or whatever. But there's no judgment in it. You just say, okay, I'm just not doing that anymore. You know what I'm saying? And then you prey on things that you think might be wrong. Like, believe me, I was running a cannabis collective at the time in California. All right. So, so I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm doing this and I'm going to follow Christ after this. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. And I prayed, is this right? He says, go read Genesis. I made that stuff. I made it for your meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go have a, oh, by the way, go read Isaiah 18, right about in the middle, where it says that you shall, you know, take your rest and clear heat upon herb. Come on, it's all in there. So I was like, yeah, heck yeah. In fact, why don't we take a toke, if you don't mind? All right, yeah, so anyways, we were at the seven, right? And let me just hit this. Yeah, so we're going to head to the
so fascinating. Seven, Jason. Cool.
So what I'm doing right now is I have some legendary OG CBD and I have some alien OG THC, and that's kind of a mixy Sweet. Mix. So it's very tasty. And so I'm moving into the eights. The eights, just remember now, I'm going to, if you hold out your hand and you imagine, if you will, a cube, a sugar cube, for mm-hmm. example. Now, that sugar cube has six sides on it, and it has eight corners, all right? So between the six and the eight falls mm-hmm. the seven. Remember, that's the idea of the mind. So then the eight is your details. The devil's in the details. The eight are those eight corners that expand out far enough and forever to hold as many details as you choose to consume. So you can be the dude at the Star Wars convention, you know, and you can say, you know, mm-hmm. the galactic whatever ship has this many phaser blasters, and you can be absolutely right. But I'm going to walk in and say, guess what, dude, it doesn't exist. Right. You know, so you can see how there's a like a love for a fallen detail that at the end, it doesn't matter. But yet those people, there's right. people even within this so-called movement. I cannot stand that word, by the way. But because it reminds me of the right, serpent and mean, snake and just how people are brought in so easily, so simply into lies. Is it looks, yeah. you know, but anyways, going back yeah. to that, be just mindful, quite literally mindful of every minute you mm-hmm. spend because you never get it back. And I tell people that time is your only true currency. It's yeah. the it's the only time you have to spend to learn, to enjoy, to live, to love, right? Because to love your neighbor is to not lie to him or her, all right? Yeah. Love your creator is to just yeah. live your life for your neighbor, you know, right? Because, yeah, so it's...
Exactly. Yeah. Which is getting... It's getting so tricky these days with all well, this corona
that's
stuff.
The whole, to even well, that's the whole thing. So neighbor. Then God said, you know, forgive them for they know not what they do. So they're forgiven in my mind. So when I'm walking through, I'm in Florida, man.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Even when I go into the store, I might be the only one that's outside is different. But inside the store, all of a sudden, everybody loses their mind. And I'm the only one walking around with no mask on.
Right.
You know what I do? And you know what I do? I yeah. walk around. I almost feel like I gain 2 feet. I'll be quite honest with you. And I walk around and I'm smiling and acting like I'm the mayor, you know? How you doing? Hey, how you doing? And everybody, you know what? For the most, I have not had a negative reaction. People are quite happy to see me. Many people pull down their masks to say, hey, you know, talk or whatever. And at the register, the ladies or the guy there are all of a sudden they become a little bit more animated, you know, because you bring that energy with it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it's so been it's a like, while since man, otherwise that. The place is dreary. It's like, so listen, so if you go to a mm-hmm. place where you're buying the things that you're going to consume that are going to bring life into you, and you buy them in a dreary environment.
Right.
It brings everything
down. You're right.
So that's,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like it's all by design right now.
Oh, yeah.
To get everybody well, low vibrating and, yeah. And with the mind computer, the way you just explained it, it seems to me like all these people that are out in the supermarkets that believe all this, you know, the mask face masking is that they've basically bought into this fake, a lie, right? And they've internalized it through your mind.
Absolutely. I'll tell you why.
Reality.
I'm glad you said that because we'll segue right into the mm-hmm. nine, which is right where we're at now. So then let's just say spiritually, right. if you point at somebody, just kind of. Mm-hmm. point at somebody right now doing it, you'll see you're holding a nine, basically. So what you're doing is you're basically pointing that mm-hmm. idol, right? So you're pointing at an idol and say, so when you point, you said, you are a liar, or you are misled, or you are being deceived. So what you're doing is you're against them. Do you see that? Because they're reflecting mm-hmm. the nine yeah. or what is idol, because nine reflects time. Remember I told you that the idol goes back into the present time, 6969, 6969, mm-hmm. cancer. So if you believe the lies yeah. of the world, you get cancer. And the cancer will destroy you spiritually. It's a spiritual cancer.
And you mean that spiritually?
Well,
you mean
one leads into the too? Other. Yeah, one leads into the
yeah,
other,
I
obviously.
Thought so as well. Yeah.
Which goes into really, mm-hmm. and all that's spoken about in the word as well. With the idea that, you know, if you have those who give thanksgiving for what they receive, their appearance will be that of their God, their creator, because he will keep them whole. Those, however, who are in spiritual darkness, even though they eat, misshapen, out of shape, they'll get... It all because they're not giving thanksgiving. So therefore that food goes just in, and or they're giving fake Thanksgiving. Do you see what I'm saying? When I'm saying Thanksgiving, it means thank you for this, and then I consume it. It's not this long-winded nonsense that people do.
No, super simple. Be grateful for the cycle of life, or whatever.
And I'm also weary about people who make a spectacle of themselves with prayer or with anything dealing with Christ, because Christ is meek. All right, Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is very interesting to me because you're one of the few Christians that I can talk to.
Can I tell you something? I don't call myself that.
I know you've said that before.
I see, but that's just kind of like an idea. Yeah. And I tell you how powerful words are. Do you see if somebody, if that's a sign to me, somebody who has a prejudice against that word will then dismiss.
100%. Yeah. I get that. I grew up in a Muslim family, and I have a very hard time identifying.
Yeah, so it's like I tell you what, and I tell people this. It's like I present to you like we're at a big convention, and I have a table, and I have a whole table of wares out there. You know, for all the old school gamers, I have all my wares out there, and you come up and you pick them up, and they're free. Take them. You know, all you want. I'll send you two. In fact, yeah, and take them and test
nobody's
them
forcing
because
anything
once
on you.
You test them. Once you test them and find that they are true, you have to and you will be responsible for it. And I was telling Alex and Monique the other day is that most people will deny the truth so that they are not responsible. Because we know each other. So absolutely.
We see that when
people tell me they can't know the truth or they don't, then walk away from me. You know, most certainly I'm not going to follow you because you don't even know where you're going. So when people put notes up, follow me, I always ask them, where are you going? You know, if you write back. And it's like if you write back and it sounds cool, I'm down for that. It's like somebody put up a picture today of one of the hoaxes. And to me, that's going back into the pit. Really, it is because it's a mundane detail. But what I like doing is I like to jump back in there. And I show quite quickly the code of creation right within the picture. And I give a couple of quick notes and then boom, I'm out. And then they're like, dude, that works. Okay, great. Now test it. Because once you test it, now you're doing your own thing and you're doing even greater things. And that's.
Well, you did that to me. You jumped into one of my comments and you left this like almost cryptic thing about the mind computer, which at the time I didn't understand. And I said to you, I don't understand this. And you said, just let it simmer, you know, just sit with it for a bit. And a week later, or a couple of days later, it just started to make sense. And it kind of blew my mind.
Oh, yeah. And then, absolutely.
It's like you planted a seed.
If you notice, the art within that book is actually, now that you can see or know what I'm talking about, you'll see in the art what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. The art is all inclusive. Everything I told you is in there as well. You'll see that when we live in a wet cell electromagnetic envelopment. When I say envelopment, think envelope. All right, think envelope. Think of the idea of a cube. All right, because that's that idea. So that's how lightning works. That's how the idea of humidity works. That's how. Think of it simply this way. And also this is something that you might find of interest that. Everybody who's ever lived is still here, all right? So, and everybody who's going to live is here already. That the essence of everyone who has lived is still here in the earth, in the air, in the water, in the trees. Those that are present are here. You can touch and feel them. Those who are to come are already within those who are here. The essence is within them already, all right? Because so then that is the idea of generation. Therefore, the same is true with water. There is no more water than what this place started with. Zero. There's no more air than what it started with. All of it is finite.
So
then if people ask me, they say, okay, because I did work on the plane of existence because everything mirrors itself. So if I can then explain the code of creation within the flat, which is the 1 through 9, all right, then I can show the plane of existence where we put our feet. I can show that, because if I can say it, if I can say the simple truth of the matter is that we live on a plane at sea level that has deviations called depth and elevation. All right. To a sentence. And that's something I told myself. I prayed that I'm going to look at everything until I can reduce the truth to a sentence. All right. So then war is a hoax, controlled demolition, strategic relocation. All right. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. Yeah. Nobody died. Right, nobody got hurt.
Truth should be simple. Right?
Okay, let me explain that too. And here's where people want to can get confused about that. If they're showing you a hoax, whether it be a terrorist attack or anything else, the fact of the matter is that it is impossible that anybody died, and it's impossible that anybody got hurt, because there was no terrorist attack, there was no anything else. There was a filming. Now, if somebody, let's say for example, one of the grips hurt his wrist, that's a workplace accident. So at no place and at no point does nobody die. Nobody.
You there? Dave, I just lost you. Dave, you still there? Just give it a few seconds, see if you come back.
I'm sorry about that. Are you still with me? Yeah, I can hear you now.
There you are. Can you hear me?
Okay. So I'm sorry about
that. Yeah, I lost you for like 30 seconds there.
So, you know, that happens sometimes. That's okay. When we're on a roll in this environment, things will happen. Your phone will ring. Things, right when you – that's just the way this place works. Right. Yeah. So what you have to do is
really it happens to me all the time too.
When I say you have to, I don't mean to say you have to. I'm just okay. Good idea to block it all out for a while. Meaning, like, if you're going to actually go into thought of a matter, meaning because we're going to get back to the plane of existence, because this is important. You have to go to a quiet space, and you have to view it. In your mind, you have to place it in your temple for observation, and you have to judge it.
Yeah,
you know, that's what you're here to judge things. You're here to judge truth from fiction. Don't let people say, "Oh, doubt." No, don't tell me about the judge not nonsense. You don't know what you're talking about, because I judge all things, but I am judged by none. It's one of those paradoxes. It's one of those gifts that come with Christ. Right. So it's.
Right. Well, it's true. You can't not judge.
Yeah. You have to judge, and you do discriminate in everything you do. Otherwise, you wouldn't be around here very long. You know, you have to be smart about your environment. Mm-hmm. You have to know where you're at, and you have to know who's around you. You have to know, if you can, their intent, and that is discernible by their actions, by the way. Just so you know, I go into that as well, because intent is the only thing that can show you the matter. Okay, is if I'm talking to you two, my intent is to bring you into life, all right, which is every day, all day, into life and celebration of that. And then, of course, that then reflects onto your neighbor, and that you see, it goes on. And what the world's trying to do is to bring you into death and mourning every day. They're trying to bring you into the pit every single day. So when I go out, I try and interact, and I try to bring levity, joy, enjoyment, lift. Yeah, you see?
Yeah, me too. I think that's where absolutely. We get along. We both
and so I like to joke, you other. Know that, right? So people think I'm only, let's say, I don't want to even say strict, but I am strict with the truth. It's like when I say, because the tests have been done, and unless you are going to present work to me, your words do not weigh anything against my actual work. You see? Yeah. So then let's go back to the plane of creation. Sense. All right. Yeah. So then it is basically, if you think about this goes also always into the spiritual idea of the CC. All right. Or the 33, the CC, the 33, because if you take a straight line and you take a three and you put all the points to the line, you take another three, reverse it, and you put all the points to the line, you create the eight, or you, do you see it, or the double balls? Okay. So then that idea of bringing those that 33-6 into the Zion, into and the 8 being the outer parameters, then rush down that line that you've created. You see, you got caught. So now it's going to get reeled in. So then your physical existence should show that same plane. So what I did was in Central California, I went out to the I-5 and I went to the overpass. And I went just about half a mile up. You'll notice there's a lot of threes involved here and .5s and a lot of everything, because everything means something. Everything goes back to the code of creation. It all does. Like I say, even what time you got up, go to sleep, how much you ate today, everything can be reduced to a number. So then, and then that number gets reduced. Yeah. So then if
I saw that video,
what you do is I went across the plane. I went across that level. I made my camera eye, which is then going to represent your pupil, or you know, your eye yourself. That light's going to come in, and then I'm going to we're going to display whatever displays here. We're going to see. Now going across that overpass, it's slightly curved, so it creates what looks like a mirage, or what looks like a reflected surface.
Like a mirage.
Now, did you see when you looked out that everything above that 30 feet above sea level popped into view? So you were looking at cars doing crisscrossing that could have been 10, 15, 20 miles apart. Yeah.
That's what was going on.
Yeah. But then guess what? That could only
happen. You created like a telescope.
If all of that was on a flat level ground. Do you understand? Because do you see? Go back and rewatch that video. And actually, look at what you're seeing and you'll be amazed.
I'm very curious.
So, in fact, when you watch the second part of that video, there's a part two. I show you that you go out and you can actually see the road sign, and the road sign several miles away. And then you keep going back and you can see a water tower. And but everything below that level is out of sight, out of mind. It's like it just disappeared. It went under the sea of glass. Okay, and I call it the Pompo Schlonsen effect, by the way, just so you know. The reason being, Pompo is this character I made up, okay?
Okay.
And just for all, you might hear him in some of the videos. And Schlonsen is somebody called me Schlonsen once, because my last name's Johnson. And they called me Schlonsen once, so I said, okay. They called me that in the gym. I don't know why. But anyways, I just said, Pompo Schlonsen, that's what that means. But it means being able to see a long ways away. All right. So then, and basically you can see as far as you, until something comes into obstacle, or an obstacle comes into view. In my case, it was the mountain, the mountains that separate California and Nevada was my obstacle.
Right, the mountain.
However, if you were at a height that there was no obstacle, the only then obstacle would be natural environment, the moisture in the air. Do you know what I'm saying? Haze, cloud, humidity. Yeah, at some point, it becomes a curtain.
Yeah, yeah.
So, atmosphere, I did show you in the second video how to peek under that curtain, by the way, and get a little bit farther down the road.
I think I saw the second one. I'm going to watch it, though.
Curtain. There's always a chance for you to peek under the curtain. And that's another spiritual understanding, because every one of these hoaxes gives you that peek under the curtain. It's always – yeah, go ahead. Well, it has to. Yeah, because it's not designed.
Is it designed like that? Are these hoaxes designed?
This is all what people call AI.
I was going to get to you. I was going to ask you about this.
This is much more than AI. This is a like a bio AI. This goes. Well, this this because this is beyond human understanding, because.
Yeah, a friend but of mine I also was told thing, I'm through, that it's not possible.
Because I get everything through Revelation,
Right.
It's tested in the way also, that I've gone to the eights on all the corners of this place. I've gone to every corner, and I know the boundaries, and I've measured it. This is part of Revelation. I was given a reed as unto a rod, and I measured it. I measured everywhere. That's why I've been everywhere.
Wow.
So if something comes up, I'm like, dude, I got a video on that. I'm like, dude, I got a video on that. And I will show you, because I've gone everywhere. I've measured everywhere.
Yeah.
And I found
everybody wanted. It's all firsthand experience, which is what's so admirable.
I found everybody wanting. I put everybody on the scale, and everybody I have found wanting. All right. So then I said, so then I had to dismiss everybody, and I had to say, if this is the truth, and it is, because I've gone to every corner of this place, every corner, if that's important that I said corner, then it is beyond this mind. It is above. It is those ideas of the mysteries of God. Meaning that there are things that are not for us. You're right.
Yeah.
Just so like. Yeah.
And do you think that our world is, as far as like, you know, what most people would call the controllers? Do you think that's like something that is out of our highest, like, it's not human. It's out of our understanding.
Well, yeah, but that even comes out, like I say, through just
the highest
AI,
level
through, teletype. Really, just think of it as this: an email shows up. An email shows up. You assume it's from somebody, but it's not from anybody real. Mm-hmm. It's just from the system who's keeping the script going. Because the script as it's being played out is quite simple. It's always biblical, always. It's just that modern clothes are being put on the story. So, for example, the Genesis 4 story is being played out right now in the political realm with the Trump, the Biden, the Hunter. Yes.
Can you elaborate on that? Because like,
okay,
just
for sure.
Just coming to the point of somebody who doesn't know as that. Much about the Bible.
I'll go into that, and then I noticed that you're first off that this was being played because I did a video in 2016 where I mashed the faces of Biden and Trump together, and I called them the same demon because they are in fact when I say demon, think of it as the computer demon as being a sub program. So not this demon in a little costume running around, but
Oh, wow.
Yes.
No, totally. Yes. You're saying things that I intuit.
So these minds are, because listen, kind of algorithm everything that they are is tied to this thing working. And this thing working is this deception. Mm-hmm. Everything that they are. So, So
you're saying all these phonies up there, they're basically following a script that comes up from
physical body. There's no that's coming, but it's not yet. Okay, that's future. Yeah. Oh yeah, there will be a physical. It's called that, but all think of before.
Is this the Antichrist?
Think of all Antichrist just means anti-light or anti-truth. That's all that means. Yeah, yeah. So, but that
I'm AI, not thinking of literal forms.
Intelligence will be placed into a human body. Yes, and then that will become the world leader. It has to be because there has to be a people need. It's like the Gospel of Thomas. They need, some people are going to have to physically be able to touch to believe. Okay. Most people are going to fall for the liar, but there's still going to be a lot of those who, you know, who should know better, but they're going to demand to touch and he's going to let them do that. But they're not going to be there because they're going to still be a physical being. They're not going to be a spiritual man. So they will be confused and they will be brought into the lying deception. But I have a very happy ending at the end. So just let me keep that for everybody. But let me get back to the, I wanted to get back to Genesis 4. So then you have the idea of Lamech. Now, Lamech is an old man, and Lamech can't see very well. And Cain's out in the field. Now, everyone might know Cain as the killer, quote unquote, of his brother Abel. All right. So if you kill Abel, you are unable to do something.
That sounds very familiar.
Meaning that you're unable to tell the truth. Okay. So then think of everything that I'm about to say in the spiritual realm. In fact, so then you have a son,
right.
A fallen son, a bad boy called Tubal Cain. All right. He's the boy next to his grandfather, Lamech, that says, that's a wild animal. Shoot it with this arrow. Tubal Cain is known as the hunter. All right. Hunter Biden, biding time. So then Lamech, the old man, pulls back the arrow, and he shoots the arrow into Cain. And the idea is that God said that anyone who kills Cain will it will be held against seven times, or the idea of seven times. So then that's why the idea of Zion comes in. Now then Lamech laments that it's going to be at least 77 times for him. Do you see how it's the 777? Blackjack, 21, Blackjack, or 3, the idea of the ring, the black hole sun, that idea. Okay, right. So then that now in that's the story or the scripture. Okay, think of scripture as script. All right, now that's the script that's being played. Now in the modern times, the old man is Biden. He's confused. He doesn't know what's going on. His son Hunter is a complete train wreck. So he's going to then create just so you know, all these people are doing all. They're in no danger of being brought to justice. So don't let that ever fool you. Yeah, never let that fool you. Okay, so never let that fool you. That was another one that got me in a lot of trouble in school, was telling people that all that was on. But anyway, so
I want to get back to that in a minute. I do want to ask you.
Yeah. Lamech is being played by Biden, the old man. He can't see straight. Hunter is the kid who's going to basically through his shenanigans shoot the old man. All right, spiritually shoot him because basically by lying to Lamech fired the shot. Unwilling, still a killer because he did the act. That goes back to what we talked about at the very beginning. About the liar being a liar, even if they were conned into it. See how everything comes around that goes around? So anyways. Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, so I'll go through that.
What's so about then, to happen with Biden Hunter and Hunter and all this?
So then Biden takes out Trump, who is the 7. He relates – by the way, just look up Trump 777, and you'll see all how this all comes together. None of this is my work. Everybody sees it, but it's just that they're looking at it with human eyes, not with spiritual eyes. So and they don't, although that a lot of people confess Christ, that most don't know him. They are not his friend. Therefore, they're lying to you. Anyways, so moving forward. So then Trump was taken out. That means that Biden is only biding time. The biding time. Kamala Harris, as you remember, Kamala Harris, the wrestler, the character, and I talked to Alex about this, was quote unquote died or killed before the so-called election. That's an idea of a ring, false ring that needs to then be reflected onto another body, and it's going to be reflected onto another character, Kamala, because she is going to be made, of course, president when old Biden takes a dirt nap. She winds up becoming number 2.
We all see that.
I also think this is where Big Mike shows up. Big Mike comes back into the ring, not Mike Tyson, but Big Mike Obama. Big Mike Obama is going to go ahead and strap it up again. So Big Mike's going to enter the room, and so it's going to be a so-called 2 female, fe. Make sure you put the actual quotes around the males on this one. So you're going to have these 2 dudes up in there, and you're going to have – and that's who the whore, because Camilla, just so you know, I'm from California, and she is known – her M.O. is that of a whore. That's what she's known as. That's just – that's just word on the street. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right? So then – so she is the whore of Babylon. Mm-hmm. So then this place – because I should go into this, the 227 idea, because this goes into why all this is happening. So when you had, text I was sending out during the aftermath, think of the word aftermath, after numbers of the election hoax. And, I put up an idea that said that this nation had 227 years total to live and that 2020 was the 227th year because 227 years prior to that was the foundation ceremony at the same Capitol building, which had they had the hoax insurrection, the hoax where nobody died. It was all just a total clown show.
Yeah.
Anyway, obviously hoax. So then 227 years prior to, the word is, the story is that George Washington, a.k.a. George III, or King George, had a Masonic ceremony there with oil, the idea of corn oil, and it was a Masonic ceremony 227 years prior. So then this place was slated for that run, all right, which all
I got I got goosebumps because the last couple of, like this last year since 2020, I've been saying what we're witnessing is America.
Oh,
the
modern world all this is by design because I'll get into that.
A purpose by design.
Yeah, I'll get into that in a minute, but let's keep going.
Yes.
So,
you're confirming that now. Yeah.
Oh, what was I saying again?
Yeah, 27
years. Oh, okay. No, yeah. So 227 years. 227. Okay, so anyways, that ties back into the 11, right. Into the two are concerned, just so you know, which is always the idea of the moon. Just so you know, the two is the moon, the idea of the dark light or the night light, all right? Because the sun, moon, and stars are but lights in the sky. They're not destinations. They're just for times and seasons. I did a whole year, 2012, of every day observing that night and day, for 2 hours in the day, 2 hours at night for the entire year, every single day. That's why in 2012, that year, so that I could tell you each, so that I could witness to what I saw every night. Yeah. So anyways, now jumping back into that time. So you had this corrupted ceremony with these characters who then built this house on a fallen foundation. That foundation, like the Twin Towers, think of the 227 reducing to, and how I get that is 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Get it? 7 plus 8. That's the two towers, the idea of, and then becoming a concern idea of the light. All right? So then that means that light has run its course. The filament has burnt out. The tape has been broken. All right? And it was broken at that so-called insurrection nonsense. Because what happened was, is if you've noticed, and I put out a lot of pictures before, that the White House is not occupied. There's nobody living there. Just so you know. There's a Barney rent-a-cop in front.
Right.
And there's the maid.
It looks like a
I did see one time, and I had it on video. It was like, it looked like the Uber Eats dude was cruising through. He was hauling ass, man. And he was in this little beat up car. he drove. Go ahead.
I feel like if you're at all like a thinking person who can, you know, have critical thought, there's no way you can believe that White House insurrection could just insurrection just because, you know, isn't America like,
well, yeah, know, let's get to
doesn't
that.
It have
let's,
the biggest defense budget of all time.
Oh yeah. You
know? It's like, it's mind blowing. It's mind blowing to me. I know what you're going to get to, but it's like mind blowing to me that they project this power and this force where they can hunt down Obama.
Oh, yeah, they're all characters because war's
Bin Laden in a cave, who's probably also a character, but the,
I was going to get to the point where I was telling people on Twitter, all these so-called reporters that were reporting from the White House. I said, why aren't you reporting that this place is empty? And I'd keep sending out pictures and doing all that. So I was bothering them for a while. That's what I do. I go around with the truth and I just inject it anywhere that I can until I get banned. That's what I do, man.
You're famous for that. what do you think about Biden and these guys? Like you're describing that there's these biblical characters, but are they themselves?
Well, yeah.
Are these the one
because I know
his face. Out, or how does,
I know
how
him
does
because
work?
I worked like, that, on that 2016 video with the Trump Biden character. So I worked with a lot of their pictures. So I know the face. That's not the same dude. So it's not the same dude. I know the other dude, and that's not the same dude.
Yeah,
plus, it doesn't actually matter. But plus, it kind of looks like a mask to me, quite honestly. It looks like a mask to me. I mean, it doesn't move right around the mouth for some reason. But anyways, it's here nor there because that's really just.
Yeah.
I mean, we already know that, but yeah. So, but anyways,
you're right,
but
we're
just
wasting
our
time
so you have the spiritual idea, and I'm going to tell you why it's important to relate it to the biblical idea, because within the hoax stories they put out, they're running biblical stories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the way that you're going to tell how things end is by going ahead and reading the biblical story or going through gematria and breaking it down. And here's what's important is that they use the King James Version, but not the one that most people think about. They use the 1611. And the reason why the 1611 is used is because the spelling is different. So then if you take a verse and you put it into a gematria calculator, that is the King James Version authorized, it's going to come up with a different value than if you use the 1611.
Oh, I see.
So you're always going to be slightly off. You're like, dude, I know right. This is right, man, but I'm always slightly off. It's and that's what too. Threw me the first, mm-hmm. and I was corrected. And guess what happened? It's like I had a bit, just the number 1611 came in my head. And I said, oh, yeah, of course. And I went to the KJV 1611. And then I started using that. If I want to decode the hoax to the point to really show somebody immediately, like the root, I will take it's always going to be whatever they put between the single quote marks. That's what they usually want you to look at. So you take that single quote mark and then you put that into the gematria calculator, and that's going to give you some biblical reference, usually within the first five or six returns. Okay. Within that, you're going to get pretty close. But then what's nice about saving time is that if you take the time to do the code of creation book, you can bypass all that. You know what I'm saying? Because I learned how to do all that getting to
right.
where your I'm book, at. Yeah, yeah. You see what I'm saying? Yep. But I had to learn all that so I can talk to anybody in any room. So when I go, I can go into any room and talk to anybody at any level. You know, if we want to talk about let's say photolithography, sputter vacuum, plate polish within the semiconductor field, or making heads for hard drives, we can do that. Because I did that for 15 years, you know, so I can do that. Business, I ran my own business mm-hmm. for a long time. Yeah. The cannabis, that was a one-man show. Do you know that if you called my weed maps,
right.
I was on weed maps at the time. You called, I would be the dude who answered and dropped it off because I was a one-man show.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and I also made videos, man. I had so many.
Those are the best. Butter reviews
in videos, and they didn't ban me from that. They just have gone away, man.
They banned you.
So much has been disappeared off the internet. Just so you know, because the internet goes through stages where all of a sudden this is not allowed. Mm-hmm. You can't do bong rips, and all of a sudden now it's allowed. You know, so I got caught kind of in that wave where it wasn't allowed, and so a lot of it got disappeared. No, I do have a few up on my Bright Eon channel of one call. Mm-hmm. I think one's like 45 minutes worth of some of the old bud reviews, and it's pretty good. Yeah, no, some you should see because that was back when I used to have money.
I'm sure people go check that out. Lots of stoners in my feed.
And follow Christ. So I had some of the best glass, dude. Man, wait till you see some of this glass. Oh, it was beautiful. Oh, and I also have a video I need to find and put it back up because I did early work in concentrates. So I developed a lot of different ways to create concentrates using vacuum chambers and different things like that. Oh, yeah. I did a lot of because I wanted to get the purest oils.
Yeah, you're really all over that.
Because I really am a dab man. But dabs, if they're not done right, can be quite harsh. Mm-hmm. So I was – being that I like to dab, I like to dab a lot. I mean, usually all day, every day if I can. Yeah, clean as a whistle, baby. So then that's what I was thinking about. So anyways, I think we're kind of smooth, man. Did we – I want to make sure that – I didn't leave anything undone, did I?
Yeah. Okay. No, it was great.
Oh, I got plenty of time.
No, you got it. You still got time or you got to go? Okay, well, let me ask you. I wanted to ask you about when you were younger. You mentioned this, I think it was in the last Jean LeBon interview that I heard, that you were watching the moon landing on TV when you were a kid, and you could see right through it, that it just looked like junk, and that you know, and everybody around you couldn't see it. And what I wonder is, what do you attribute that to?
Yeah, you did, like, and I'll add to it a little bit. I spoke with Alex and Monique about the same story, and something happened when I retold it.
Yeah, go for it.
Because I showed them, I told them about the room. So if you paint the room, it was the 70s. Okay. So the moon landings were big news back then, just so you know. They were on the TV a lot. My dad was laying on one of those wedge pillows.
Yeah,
watching the little TV. I'm walking by, and I said that looks like it's a movie. And then right when I said that, when I was talking to him, telling that, I noticed on the door frame all the marks from where my sisters and I would get measured, and my dad would mark our height. And I noticed that. And then I noticed mine. I didn't tell them this, but I noticed it because it brought up a thought in my head that I was, because I had said something in another podcast. I said, man, I was short back then. Because I kind of realized I had to look down. I was like, wait a minute, that's my sister. That's my sister. That's my sister. I have three sisters, one younger, and she's taller. What happened? I'm down there. Uh-huh. Oops. Because I think if you listen to it, you'll notice that I pause. That's actually what I was going in. I'm glad I was able to tell you that. So anyways, So my memory is like that. That's meaning cool. That I can tell you exactly. If I can get to the point of that first memory and I can look around and see it, I can go ahead and continue down another so many seconds and come back another second. And the more you work at that, the better you get.
Oh, wow.
At.
Yeah.
Anyways, just so you know, if you want to play around with that, it's pretty fun. Yeah. And you go ahead.
Huh. I'm going to try that. Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
I was going on that day with you? My room, like, and my room faces outside. And my friend was coming down the street because I could always see the street and who was playing. And I said, "Oh yeah!" So I jumped off the bed, because sometimes I just jumped out the window. Otherwise, I jumped out the bed and I was walking down past him. It was evening because we liked to play before it got dark, and we'd have to come in when the nightlight came on. So, anyways, I was about to head outside, and I was kind of coming by pretty darn quick. And I just caught a glimpse, and it was that stupid bouncy scene. And I was, something's always annoyed me about that. But I had seen it before that, and it wasn't there. It was at the Sears, because the Sears used to have these walls of TVs, the big tube TVs, and you used to just stand before these big tube TVs, and they were bouncing, and the way that the screens were curved, it made it look different back then, and it just annoyed the heck out of me, because this would have been anyways, that was my first reference. But like I say, since my earliest age, I never bought it. I said, this is what really annoyed me, because I was short and I knew I was short, but I felt tall. In my head, I would walk around like I was tall. But then I saw this little shrimp. They put this little shrimp on the TV. They're like, these three guys are astronauts. And I saw the little shrimp, the one who supposedly had to stay back he supposedly went all the way to the moon, but had to stay back in the car. You know, like, hey, dude, we're check it out. We're going to go down to the moon and all, but you guys stay in the car. Right.
Yeah.
You know, so he's like, so I'm like, I'm looking at that dude, and I say, yeah, no, that's not the best. That's not the best. The most bright, not the fittest. So that annoyed me. And that, you know what that is? I consider it a splinter. Yeah. There's a splinter in every lie. There's a hypocrisy, because the hypocrisy has no part of the truth. None. So as soon as you see that hypocrisy, that splinter, that's where you go and that's where you pull it, because that's where the infection is. And I told them that too, because that's it. Yeah, go ahead.
The thing that I don't understand is, and because, you know, like, we all have these moments when we're young where we spot something and we go, this doesn't make any sense. Like 9/11 was a big moment for me, you know? But the thing is, the overwhelming kind of like normie logic that comes at you makes you eventually go, okay, maybe I'm wrong.
Well, it wasn't all,
and so I'm wondering what made you hold on to that so strongly when
the politics came up, because my earliest memories are from the, like, around 72, 73, 74 era. So then, like, the politics would be the idiots running around the street with the straw hats on with flags. It was a big thing, man. And back then you would go to the ice cream parlor and it was just a different environment. And I always thought it was too contrived for me. And I always found it too cute by half, because my mom would use that saying since I could early, earliest remembers, too cute by half. All right. So these guys were supposed to be all mad at each other, blah, blah, blah. And yet they would show them glad handing and all that. I just found that to be, you know, hypocritical. But let me also go to, that's why I never went to church at a young age. Not that my parents.
Yeah, we all sense that.
That's another story. But I always found them to be hypocrites. So that led me away from that. And unfortunately, it led me into, quite frankly, the mind of an antichrist for many years. Quite frankly, I'll be honest with you. means that I fought against the truth of Christ, meaning that I would rather believe every dark thing. You quite literally, and you quite literally become a dark person.
Oh yeah, okay, I know, I relate.
You think dark, you listen to darkness, you are darkness, because you cannot create or produce something that is not inside of you.
Yeah.
You just can't. You know, that is your creation. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. There's a couple of years where, like, the years where I feel like I most believed the illusionary world and believed all the fake news and everything is when I was the most.
Yeah. I told Alex and Monique the same thing. I had all the money in the world. And I had all the money because I had so much money. When I was working high tech, I had the cars, I had the motorcycle Ninja. I had the grow tents of the finest bud. I had the reloader. I had the Dylan reloader. I had the AR-15. I had a SIG. Man, my garage looked like a warehouse. You know, I had brand new everything. You know, if that light went out, don't worry about it. I have a brand new one. Pull it off the wall, right in the garbage.
Right.
Because I'm not gonna change the light bulb. I want a brand new fixture. Yeah, so then guess what? And then I was freaking so unhappy.
That's totally
right. I was so unhappy to the point that's what led to I was going to do it, man. I was done. And then let me tell you something. And I told Alex and I told Monique this. I said there's two things. One, that I would have lost Christ. And two, and this is, I would have lost my love of my life, my wife. And that's the love of my earthly life, because she is of me. We are one. She is, that's the idea of Adam's rib. All right. Mm-hmm. So then she is. So we are one. But then we've been together, you know, over 30 years, man. And I was so selfish. In fact, did you see the pictures I posted? Mm-hmm. That was when I was 18. And she took that picture. And then she's earlier. In the other picture just last year. She's the shorter of the two.
Wow.
The other is our friend. And so she's wearing the gray top. Huh. That's now, 30 plus years later, you know, we're still here. Still chilling, man. So anyways, and I would have, I'm thinking to myself, dude, what were you thinking? How could you be that selfish, man? What were you even doing? And so then guess what? So God says, forgive yourself. Yeah. Because if you do not forgive yourself, those demons will haunt you when you are trying to relax, when you're in your calm moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's what people don't want to.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't want to take account for. Hell is internal. All right. Yeah.
That's hell.
And then guess who brings it to you? You do.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah. Because you reflect the lie.
State of soul.
Because you can only reflect a lie or anger or any type of emotion that is of the negative. If you reflect if you reflect the negative, you are reflecting the world, because the world is a demonic negative system. It is constant death worship, half flags, blah, blah. They constantly want you to be in a state of mourning when there's actual true life out there, man. Don't do it. Yeah.
And this world that wants you to constantly focus on this, like, death and darkness.
It is a force. It's the Easter force.
But is it a force? Is it some kind of
Easter light?
Is this the same AI that we're talking about?
So if you do this for me in paint, take a red, blue, green, and make sure that you edit them to where they're 255. Or you can just, you know what? That's too much detail. Just put red, blue, green, and then yellow. Okay, highlight those and then invert those colors. Okay, you'll be very interested in what you see.
Okay,
those are what's going to be used. Like, let's say the inverse of blue is gold, for example. So that's now why you see the idea of they will present you a story with a blue and a gold background.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are being marinated. Your mind's being marinated for a certain tone, for a certain.
Yes.
Well, purples are the combination of red and blue. So that purple is the idea of balance. However, the idea of 55, which is why you're going to see a lot of 55 around, or 11-11, or 33. All of those, while they mean something else, they also all represent balance. Okay? Yeah.
Dave, what does it mean? What does it mean when somebody sees certain numbers in their everyday life? Like, not just like in a hoax story or whatever on CNN, but actually, in your day-to-day life, like you look down, you see a
Well,
33, sometimes the clock
I'll
says
take.
333,
Sorry, I was taking a rip.
and
Hold
this has
on.
been happening to a lot of us.
Let me
Like,
tell
we've
you
been noticed
about,
in the
let's say,
last like
11/11,
month or
for
so.
example. 11/11 reduced that idea because you have to
Yeah, go
reduce
for it.
everything down
Yeah.
to the single digit. 2/2. All right. So 2/2,
Yeah, I
the idea
know.
of the 22 to the head, or the idea of the headshot, the idea of
Okay.
the or the lore of
Okay.
the projectile going in but not coming out, or ringing around the skull. All right. So then what that means is something's about to ring your bell. All right, an idea, something like that. A
Okay.
33 is different. It is the idea of a six or a present to be
Ah.
presented to you, or time, meaning that something. Remember, I told you earlier in when I was talking to you. Even when did we
Huh.
first meet on Twitter? It was several weeks
Yeah,
ago.
yeah.
So, in one of the first posts, I told you that you would
Yeah,
come
like a
into
few.
this.
Yeah, so weeks or
Because
maybe a month or so, yeah.
what you're doing is you're coming into a higher vibration, 11/11, and now you need
Yeah.
to then reduce that. You need to calm it so that you can observe it at a
Yes.
static. Think electrical. No. Each, don't confuse them. We're talking about the 11/11
That's a
right now.
33, you
All right,
think?
let's just stay with that. So
Okay, okay.
11/11 right now. Reduce each side of that down to 2.
11,
One
11.
plus one is two. One plus one is two, right? The two is what? The two and two,
Two,
think of
two.
it as the 22 to the head. But what is two plus two? Four. Four is the idea of the dalet or the door. So now something is gonna knock on your door. It's going to
Four.
be a 33 idea. If do you understand?
Right.
So 33 knocks on the door. That together, what's three plus three? Six. The six is the idea of the present or
Right.
time. Do you see how it leads you into the what? Then once you accept the gift, it's
Six.
in your mind. Seven, it then expands to all the details. Eight, and then if you accept it as a truth, it becomes nine, idle in your mind. All right, and then you set it up on a shelf. So here's the truth of the matter is you need to your
Right.
temple,
Right.
blanket white, destroy every single idol in there, every single one. I don't care what it is, destroy every single one and ask your Father in Heaven, Creator, to teach you from ground zero with a new foundation. Give that a shot. All right. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly,
Well, you know what? No one
that's
can
where I
let
feel
go of
like
that
I'm at
idol
right
but
now.
you. You got to
Everything I've
smash
ever
it.
known
I
doesn't
can tell you
seem
how
to
to
be
do
holding
it,
up
but
anymore.
you have to do it. And once you do it, and once you do it, it's one of those,
Yeah.
it's like the leap of faith idea. Once you do it, you
Right.
will not be Lot's wife. You will not turn into a pillar of salt because you will not look back, because you will have found true life. Yeah. Yes. Sure.
Now. Well, let me just quickly tell you my story. So I used to be like I was a filmmaker. I spent most of my 20s and 30s trying to break into Hollywood, being an independent filmmaker, and I got really close. Like bunch of agencies recording me, and I was like, that was gonna be my life. And what happened is my dad got sick and he got cancer. And so that kind of sat me on my ass. And then I was married really young. I married when I was 21, and my relationship fell apart at the same time as my dad got cancer. So you know, tragedy can just kick your ass, right? And so I sat down. I didn't do movies anymore. I just didn't have it in me. I just got the wind knocked out of me, and I had to rethink my entire life. And I think I still wasn't ready to let go of all the things that I wanted. Like I felt like I missed out on like this amazing life that I been pursuing, that it gave me all this anxiety and all this like I don't even know what I didn't even know it was anxiety until one day I ended up in the hospital with a massive panic attack, and I didn't even know it was a panic attack. I thought I was having a heart attack, and that was my
I
moment of
got you.
waking up. Once I realized that that was all anxiety, I realized that everything I'd ever believed had led me to this hospital bed, you know. And so, and I did the same thing. I turned to, before that I was agnostic. I believed in that there probably is a God, but I just couldn't prove it. And I wasn't sure because everybody's gaslighting you anyway. Right. But then when that happened, I had my personal experience. I surrendered everything to this bigger thing, you know? And I just said, you take yes. the wheel. I don't know what's going on anymore. Everything I've ever believed, you know, my ego has not led me anywhere good, you know? And so everything you described about your Christ thing, that moment.
So you know that connection's there then. So I would suggest that only that you go God back and ask for everything. And you know what would make a great movie? What you've gone through to up to this day right now. Oh man, would that be something? I'm right there first day. I'm watching it.
Man.
So it's like, what are you talking about? That happened in the past, man. That's gonna still happen.
Hey, listen, there's a reason we've all
passion. If that's your passion and that's your love, money has nothing to do with that. Because guess what? Guess what? You're not missing nothing. You will get more satisfaction, and you will get true love staying at this level and producing your work
and I've realized
than you
that.
Ever will at that level, because those people are liars and phonies, and they are, in fact, let me just put quotes around this so it doesn't offend anyone. They are, in fact, quote, demons. All right?
You nailed it.
Mm-hmm. I grew up there. I
couldn't agree more. I'm sure there's exceptions, but me being in LA and California instead of just going down there and trying to break it. Yeah, so you would know. There's a strange vibe about the whole place. Like, it's seductive. You want to be there. Like, you want to move there.
It's like,
but at the same time, you know you're not supposed to.
In middle school, I was the at my yearbook photographer. And lo and behold, nobody was actually running to see me. They were all running to look in the camera lens. I found out that my popularity depended on me carrying that camera. So anyways, you'll know who our student president was of the yearbook. It was none other than Heather Graham, the actress. Yeah, because I grew up in that whole area. So I grew up in nothing but the business, man. And and so she was part of the
Boogie Nights.
That whole crew, Amy, her sister, and then like some other people, Robert Schwartz and some other Schwartzes. You hear the names I'm using, by the way, the last names, just so you know.
Yeah,
the 90s. So you get the hint. So, so I know all about
them. Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you something. I'll tell you more about this at some other point, because tonight's not the night. Tonight's celebration. About some other stuff that happened in that area, okay? So anyways, and that's first hand as well. So anyways, so let's
see another time. I'm really curious about that.
Oh, what a mess. That's why I wound up joining the Navy at 17.
So you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's these demon vibes in that.
I have a stutter, by the way. You should know that that's also
I wanted to ask you about that. What led you to the Navy?
They're like, look at the dummy. He can't speak. I'm like, I have this whole speech in my head.
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
I have this whole speech in my head, right? And I'm like, dab, 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 dab. It took so long to get past that, man. And you know what actually,
bro, I relate. I used to skip days of school when there's any blessing and a curse to me.
The blessing in that is that I was able to do so much speaking that I'm past that, or you know, for the most part, as far I'm able to go into any room and just talk. The curse is that they took everything.
You get over it. Yeah.
No curse, man. I know. It's like, what? I'll say, you know, but so there is positive. Yeah, and so with that, is experience, you know, and that is part of that. So I really wanted to finish because we're going to be talking for a long time. So it doesn't need to really rush tonight. If you wouldn't mind, if I could ask you something. Yeah. So I what do you have planned with this podcast? I mean, what's your plans with it?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Right.
Well, what I want to do is I've been on a bunch of podcasts in the last couple months, just through friends. Like I followed a bunch of people and then, you know, I'm a good people connector. Like when I like something, I tend to really like promote those people so other people can get to know them. Like I want people to like, just like you, John LeBron, I want my homies to know you. And that leads to good communities. And because of that, people have asked me to be on their podcast. Yeah. And through that, I've made all these friends now. And so I figured, why don't I bring them
Oh
on
yeah,
my
for sure.
podcast? Why don't I make a podcast and have these people come, including you? And one of the things I wanted to actually ask you was if you'd be willing to come on more often. Like what I'd like to do is like
Oh,
rotate, I
absolutely,
guess,
man. And also, if there's
like a
ever
roster, a bunch
a
of people that I
major,
like, that I'm
like a,
interested in,
and I should say
that we can just catch up
9/11,
every couple
because
months, you
all
know?
within spirituality, you have three different levels of kind of spellcraft. Destruction wise, you have the 3/11, you have the 6/11, you have the 9/11. So then, anytime that they pull another, let's say, 9/11 power or one of the higher power stunts, you call me, I'll tell you all about it. Like, break it down for you. You know what I'm saying? So just so nobody falls back into the world, you know?
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Do
Well, there's always the like I say, 9/11 it's not a
you,
day in
sorry,
time.
excuse me,
It's
do you think there's another one
a
coming?
spell. It's spellcraft. So think of shifting a gear. The 3/11 is like your first gear. Your 6/11 is your second gear. Your 9/11 reflected is your highest power of spellcraft or destruction code. So if you recall in the video where I say it's about 40 minutes long, but it's very important. It's called a thought, and then it's a thought broken down into physics. And within that video, within a physics generator, I show you physically how the four lights, red, blue, green, yellow, at the actual weight of gold, combine into what's called the black hole sun, and then the idea of the singularity. But that also then happens at 9/11. All right, through in the idea of looking at the when you look at velocity, because I have everything mapped out for those watching. They'll be able to see the sine wave form. They'll be able to see when the sine wave goes from a serpentine pattern to a sawtooth pattern, and they'll be able to see that that also corresponds to the 3, the 6, the 9. They'll also see that it moves into a jagged pattern, and then also they'll watch a video to where with sound I move powder on like a drum head. That powder, in fact, is key. Well, actually, it was, yeah, that's very important to know, because that's how I actually physically move, let's say, a building. That's how I make
Right,
a
saw that,
building
yeah.
turn to dust, for example, 9/11. Not with any nonsense that you're hearing, simply with internal rods that are vibrated through harmonics, and through harmonics are brought down. That's why the whole thing. Well, you also
Vibration.
have some you have the added
Makes sense.
human
Also, I go
made
straight down.
stuff, you know, to help. But the actual the pulverization, yeah, like pulverizing, that comes through harmonics, and that comes through and that was built for that, just so
I
everybody
wanted to sell
knows,
it.
so that two can come down and one comes up. Because if you notice that the what's called the Freedom Tower. And I'll put up a video on Twitter. It's
Was
very
built in.
short, but it goes through, call it prophecy if you will. But it's going to show you a story very quickly of a destruction happening with the Freedom Tower. All right. And it's one I made many years ago, but it also includes the Back to the Future, the twin pines and the single pine, and the idea of time travel, that idea. Also deals with this. And it just also shows the sawtooth pattern, like the
Well,
sawtooth pattern going
if you
back to
add
the
it to me
4 and 1,
in
like I
Twitter,
showed
I'll
you,
just
as these
retweet it and
balls are
show it to
moving
people.
down the CERN chamber, you know, through the physics chamber. It's creating these patterns, which I can show you in the physical world through these videos, you see. So it's relatable to a buzz saw, the idea of chopping one's head off. You know, when you chop one's head off, you take their mind from their body. And so it's the spiritual idea of taking one's head off. So just keep that in mind. And there's so much more to look at. So yeah.
I will.
Sure. Yeah.
You've got a ton of great videos. I'm going to link them. So I've only got a couple more questions for you quickly, and then we do like a rapid fire at the end, and we'll wrap it up. So, with everything that's going on right now in politics, and you know all this fakery and everything, like you were at the
It's
forefront of
well,
all
it's
this like
in
years
time.
ago.
It's in time, basically. It's going to be
How do you
a
feel about the
separation.
future?
Here's the good
What do you
news. I
see right
wanted to get
now?
to the good news. All those that are in Christ, all those who are of God, get
Same
out.
time.
Period. Even all the prodigal sons out there who are hearing me saying never, never, you're coming too. All right. just know that. That's the good news. Even the hardest of heads will come out. So that's the good news. This world scares you into thinking that that's not going to happen, but there is a separation because there are those who are not of Christ, who are not of God, who cannot hear us speak. They will not be coming. They will be. Let me get it to this. And this is electrically. All those who have the electrical mind, they will simply dissipate. Their energy will simply dissipate. That's it. Dissipate. They will no longer exist at all, period. Remember I told you before that everything here has always been here? They will simply dissipate. They will be removed from the equation.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, like, the time and season is the only thing I can really keep an eye on, which is what
I
do.
And when do you see this
happening? Which is why I keep an eye on. But, you know, it's like the year you can't put it. Yeah, you can't put a year. Yeah, you can't put a year on anything because actually nobody knows what year it is anyway. So
no predictions. No predictions. Just generals.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking. Well, you got to produce a third wave because I told you.
I mean, more like soon, or are we talking like like decades? You know,
the third wave has to be the biggest of the three. You know, just think of like surfing. So you're going to be boom, boom, boom. And then you're going to, that third wave is going to cause that destruction. However, all those in Christ need not worry because you're protected. Yeah, you'll be given the ark. That's the idea of the spiritual ark. You're not.
You're saying all these things.
Exactly.
About
so you're protected. You're
thinking.
In the ark.
It's bizarre.
You're of God. You're of God.
You're right.
God's
the
not
ark. All
hurt
those
himself.
Things are metaphors for our consciousness too.
So
right?
So guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. No, it's not.
Exactly
it's not.
How I feel.
Beautiful.
It feels like all these illusionists
Alex
have just
Monique,
been trying to make us feel like
you can take
the world's
a leaf
a scary
off a tree,
place
you can,
when it's not.
You can have a bee land in your hand, and you can compare that to a dried mud flat. The same pattern is on the dried mud, is on the bee's wing, is on the leaf, because they're all loving the plane. They all must love the plane in order to exist.
You're right.
And that's because the plane's the truth. It's the plain truth. All right? So when you love the plain truth, you can't help but tell the truth. All right?
Right.
And when you tell the truth, you love your neighbor. And if you love your neighbor, that's the second commandment. Because the first is that you love your creator.
Sense,
that's easy to do. You know, the second is that you love your neighbor as yourself. Done. All the rest. If anybody adds to that, they're lying to you. If
that was
anybody,
a little harder.
And I'm going to make this clear. I don't care what they call themselves. If anybody walks up to you after this point and lies to you and
right,
adds anything to what I just told you, they are liars and they're lying to you. Yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. When's
it
going to
happen? Like the question is, when's
it
going to happen?
It gets knocked out of us.
Well, there's a story, and I'm going to go back to
so
really
what's,
it's like
what's
a
next
mystical
for you?
Story, okay? So don't, just, again, it's the idea.
Yeah,
so you have the idea of a guff, and think of a guff as a space, and this space holds a certain amount of energy.
Yeah,
and this
no,
energy is meted out over time. As souls, and then each soul is given an avatar, this suit, this meat body that we got, and then our body then carries this spark to the end of its existence, and then it goes to return to God. All right. Therefore, when the guff empties, meaning that the last spark has been incarnated into this place, or born into this place, born into the world through woman, through water into water, all right? Because this, we just live in a different form of water. If you move your arms around, you can feel it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's so you go from water to water,
right,
and that's a requirement. And then what's the next? That you be reborn in spirit.
Yeah, just like fish don't know they're
that's
in water,
it.
Right?
It's not another baptism by some man's hand. All of that stuff is nonsense. Yeah, absolutely. And you're reborn in Christ, meaning that you're given the mind of Christ,
right.
Which is the mind of God, and you call him friend.
It's an eternal rebirth.
And your friends don't lie to you. If they do, they're not your friend. So just get rid of them. Just get rid of them. And like I tell people, just get rid of them. And guess what? They might, and if they are of the one, they'll come back.
I do. And I've gotten rid of so many
friends. When they come,
I know exactly.
And when they come back, you'll recognize them as being true. Yeah. So don't worry about it. Just you do your thing. Like I say, that movie.
That's how life is.
Good, man. You might even make a movie about this, how this whole podcast went. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's like, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
if you start filming
now, you're definitely speaking things that I think about, because I was often wondering, why did I pick up all these filmmaking skills
that you can put together just an awesome little collage, man, of like how it all started. Boom.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go.
That's a great point. That's kind of why I'm doing these podcasts. So I have a record of all of this. All
right.
But yeah. All right, Dave, let's do this rapid fire thing.
Grace.
I'm just going to throw questions at you. You just give me the first thing that pops to your head. Don't overthink it.
Evil.
Okay. What's your favorite word?
All, really. What's the least favorite word? Honest with you. All of them. Everything is to be read, because it's all there for a reason. Go.
Just all books.
I'm sorry, say again.
Knowledge.
Oh yeah, I sure do. My own group is called.
Your favorite band or musician?
I'll have to send you a few of my songs.
Your favorite band or musician?
Okay, yes. I'm sorry, but I have to go with myself on that one.
Yeah, please do.
I actually do. It's Shawshank.
That's cool. Redemption. That's totally fine. What's your favorite movie, if you have one?
Yeah. It's. Although it has Morgan Freeman,
what a good movie.
Yeah, it's still good.
It reaffirms the human spirit.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Can I also say the other dude that was playing with Morgan Freeman?
We'll
I like him in the and it's like a paranormal movie. And I'll send you the link to that. Really good, man. Anyways, go ahead. Green.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Yeah.
Do I have any?
I like that guy. Your favorite color?
Yeah, Christ.
Nice. Do you have any heroes? Heroes.
I almost want to say.
What's your favorite curse word?
Well, I don't know if it's still considered a curse word. It's bullshit. Because bullshit to me was. Because to me, it was always kind of taught into me that it was bad, but guess what? It's the best word to use. And I told Monique this the other night. I said it's the correct word to use, you know, with all this stuff. Yeah.
Oh, brother, I relate.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway,
I agree. 2020, I've been using it so much. During 2020 and 2021.
Oh, it's already happened. I'm already there.
Yeah, so if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say?
He basically said, it's like, if I had to put it into words, I love you, come here. And he gave me a hug, and I went inside of him. And
you've already been there.
And I'm here. And I'm here, man.
That's what everybody who has like these NDE experiences, they have the exact same.
I almost
same
felt
kind
like
of,
I, because I had these big sweeping stairs kind of down at a big sweep, and I almost floated down. Man, I was like this. Oh, I was floating, man. Oh, it was. Oh yeah, it was great. It was such a good night. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I can sense it in your voice. You're back in that place.
No, not really. Otherwise, just
that's awesome. So,
any questions? Just leave.
So that's it. Where can they find you? And
everything.
And is there anything you want to
plug? I answer everything. If you send me I answer everything, and I also will leave an email address. And
I'm
Discord.
I'm going to link your Twitter.
There's over 200 plus people in the Discord now, and that's where you go. If you want to know about English as being the first language, for example, if you want to know about all kinds of things like that, I like to leave out little bits that just shock people. So, anyways. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The code of creation.
That's yeah, so cool. I had no idea. If you can link me the Discord as well as your little that book that you sent me, the PDF book, I'm gonna put it in the notes for you.
No, I'm your friend, so I'm always gonna be back.
Awesome, man. Yeah. But listen, this was an amazing conversation. Like, I really enjoyed this, and I really hope you come back.
Okay,
do this again with me.
Yeah, cheers, man. Be blessed. Bye bye.
Yeah, likewise, brother. We're gonna do this all the time.